on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
We've got a big Victorian Form Preview coming your way. Hucker's going to look at the full card at the Valley tonight, and then Guesty will give us the quaddy at Kyneton today. Good morning to you, Hucker.
And good morning, Michael.
What's tonight's meeting at the Valley look like? Is it a winning meeting for the punters?
Hopefully, but it's tough. Mm. You'll do a good job if you finish in front tonight, and I've done my best. I've studied it as hard as I can, and hopefully I've found a few winners.
All right, well, let's get stuck into it. And it starts with a 3,800-metre race, race number one, building up towards the Jericho Cup. We take out 2, 8 and 12. Favourite here is Golden G at $3. And, of course, this is a high-weight race as well. Plymouth Roads at $3.80, along with Pretty Mama and Wolf Tone. So it's not an easy way to kick off the meeting, Hucker.
No, the Jericho Cup, I think, is a marvellous idea. And these lead-up races are quite interesting, but they're tough. They are tough. I'm going to go with Pretty Mama. I watched her win last start at Echuca. That was over 3,200 metres, and she gave me the impression that she could have gone another lap. It was a beautiful ride. Clayton Douglas rode her, and just absolutely gem of a ride. And she finished up, she won by about 2.5 lengths, and as I say, the way she hit the line, she looked like she could have gone round again. So she gives me the impression she will run out the 3,800, which is the thing you're looking for in these type of races. So I've got her on top, ahead of Golden G, the 9-year-old, who did run second at Echuca, meets Pretty Mama 4 kilos better, and didn't have a great deal of luck. Got held up for running about 500 metres from home. He's a definite danger in this. So we then go to Wolf Tone, another one that gives me the impression that he'll just keep plodding away. And Plymouth Road, you've got to respect him in this class, but he's got to give away 5 kilos to the rest of the field, and that's going to make it tough. So in the first, a tricky little affair to start with, I'd go 6-5-3-1.
6-5-3-1. Race number two is over the 1,500. We take out 1 and 5. Darcy's Tune from the Paddy Payne stable, which has been on fire of late, is at $3. Talenti's an interesting runner from the Rob Hickmont stable. They've scratched a toe in the stable, mate. It's a first starter from New Zealand. In Australia at 3.20, Tycoon Warriors at 4.40, out to 6.50 for Hams Let and Zoo Storm at $8. So intriguing race the second here, Hucker.
Yeah, a couple of former New Zealanders in Darcy's Tune. Mm. He's a marvel, Patrick Payne. He gets these horses over from New Zealand and they keep on winning. And it's a first up win. He had a barrier trial and didn't show much in the trial, but that's typical of the Payne horses. And then came out at Horsham, and everybody knew that he was pretty good because he was backed into odds-on favourite. And he won by 2.5 lengths, and I think he could have won by about 6 or 8 if he'd really been pushed out. Always travelled like a winner. And then he had a, just to keep him up to the mark, Patrick put him into a Cranbourne and trial the other day. He just dropped out 6 lengths behind the second last horse and stayed there. So I don't know what the whole idea was, but obviously he's a pretty handy galloper, this ex-New Zealander. He had one start in New Zealand, second, so before he came over here. I've got him on top, ahead of number two, Talenti. Talenti is another New Zealander, as you mentioned. He was a winner at Hastings back in May. He, as you also mentioned, Michael, the stablemate, who was probably favourite in the race, they've taken him out and they're running Talenti. So he's obviously a danger. Next best, 6 and 8. 4 from 2, 6 and 8.
4 from 2, 6 and 8. Race number 3. Over the 2040 in this race, we can take out 3, 4 and 8. Bianco Nervo is a favourite at $3.90. $4 for Green Ivy. Playing now is at $5, and then we're out to $7 for Blue Bear. Over the 2040, Bianco Nervo for Mike Moroney, Michael Poy, the favourite here, Hucker.
Yeah, it'll roll forward. I notice where they have taken the blinkers off for tonight's race on this bloke, and they put a visor on for the first time. He's a horse who does like to roll. He was right on the speed all the way when he won at Sandown in August, and then came out and ran a very good race at Flemington. He was, again, right on the pace, and he fought it out very well to the line to run third behind We Take Manhattan and Ripplebrook, and then at Caulfield last start, he led around the home turn, and he only got beaten three lengths in probably a stronger race than this. Stepping up to the middle distance today, he's got the benefit of the two-kilo claim from Michael Poy, and he'll roll forward in the small field. If he gets it easy in front, then he should be very hard to catch. I put in number seven, Play Me Now. Two runs back from a spell have been okay, and he's ready to show his best. Next best numbers 9 and 10. 1, 7, 9 and 10.
1, 7, 9 and 10. Race number 4, a tricky race here. We can take out 6, 11, 12 and 13. The market has Dane Clipper from the Hayes Davenick Stable, the favourite at $3.20. Hell of a Beals $3.40. Pristine Images at $5.50. Cosmic Rhapsody is at $7.50. A lot of form in this race from all different parts of the state, Hucker.
Yeah, it's very hard to line it up, but I'm very keen on number 10, Dane Clipper. This filly, she goes okay, I reckon, this filly. The little query I have is the 1,200 metres, but... I think if Luke Nolan's able to just give her a little spell during the run, I think she'll be winning this. She was very good on debut on the synthetic track at Pakenham in September. She began quickly, went straight to the front, and that was the last they saw of her. She just rolled along in front, and when Jamie Carr gave her a little bit of rein in the home straight, she strode away and won by almost five lengths. And if she'd ridden this filly out, she would have won by further. Then went to Flemington in a really good 64-class race and ran third behind Sistar and Varda. Led them up, that was over 1,000, led them up, and after the race was found to be suffering from the thump. So to run third behind Sistar and Varda is very, very good form for a race like this. And he got beaten at less than a length and a half, and then... went out for a break after the attack of the thumps, and first up at Moonee Valley the other night, she drew barrier 8, and she'd covered a heap of extra ground, and that was in an open 3-year-old. She finished fifth behind a very smart Queensland galloper in Ruka, and only got beaten two lengths after covering a lot of ground. Barrier 1 today, I think she can slide through and lead, and as I say, if Luke's able to... just get a little rest during the run. I think she can lead all the way. She's my best for the night. 10 to beat 3. Hell of a Bell. It was okay winning on debut. It was well fancy going into the race, and they got the money okay, set outside the leader. Number 4, Pristine Image, also won well first up from a break. And number 1, Cosmic Harmony, has won 2 in a row. There's lots of form in the race, as you mentioned, Michael. But I think the 10 might be able to get away with this, leading all the way. 10 from 3, 4 and 1.
10, the best of the night at 3.20. Dane Clipper in race 4 at the Valley. Race number 5, we take out 3, 4, 11. 3 Beans is the favourite at $2.80, dropping a lot in class and down to the 9.55. All Cylinders is at 4.45.50. Divine Mr Tycoon, are you with 3 Beans?
Yeah, I've tipped him. I found it a very, very tricky race. 3 Beans won at Ballarat on the synthetic on debut. He was sent out a $1.50 favourite, never really looked in any danger and won well. That was over 1,100 metres on the synthetic. Then went out for a break, which is usually a sign from the Hawke stable that they've got a bit of an opinion when they win first up and they then turn them out. Usually means that they've got a pretty good opinion. So they turned him out and then brought him back, and he ran second to at Moonee Valley behind Ambleve. Now, that's really good. Led them up, and Ambleve's a pretty good galloper, so it was no disgrace to be beaten there. And last start in the Red Anchor Stakes, fought on very well to run third behind Sartorial Splendor. Comes back to the 9.55 tonight, but he's certainly got a lot of speed, this colt, and he's a top chance in what's a very, very open race. The Sydney visitor, All Cylinders, was very, very good winning at Hawkesbury the other day. It can mix its form, this bloke, but He won really well at Hawkesbury. He sat in behind the speed and really let go in the straight. Put him in for second. Number six, Divine, Mr. Tycoon, never runs a bad race. And then to number one, A Good Yarn. Good race, good open race. 10 from 9, 6 and 1.
10 from 1, 6 and 9 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number six, we take out 2, 5 and 9. Heavenly Emperor's a favourite at $2.30. Queen Ladiva, $4.20. $6. Cannot Be Serious. Kipkita, $7.50. Heavenly Emperor was good first up.
Yeah, he was. I think he'll be winning this race. I think he might be a pretty good galloper, this fellow. He won successive races in May, June. He won at Bendigo when it was a really good win. He came from worse than midfield. He was sent out a short price favourite, and punters were a bit concerned on the turn, but oh, he stormed home and won rather easily. And to emphasise what a good thing he was in that Bendigo maiden, he then came out at Flemington, his next start, and was a winner there, beating Mr. Exclusive again, coming from way back in the field. Then went on to run third in the Silver Bowl final behind Buffalo River, and then was turned out for a spell. First up, he showed surprising speed, given that he'd won those two races at Bendigo and Flemington, coming from well back in the field at Bendigo the other day. He bounced in front and was only nailed right on the line. He's going to be a lot fitter for tonight's run, and I think he is the one to beat. I put in number three, Cannot Be Serious. Good run last start when it ran second at Morpethorpe Parks. Put him in for second. We then go to number 10, Queen Ladiva, and number 8, Kipkita. But I think the 4 and the 3 might fight it out. I go 4, 3, then 10 and 8.
All right, 4, 3, 10 and 8. Race number 7. In this race, we take out 2 and 14. This is an open affair. Diamond Bliss, $4.80. $5, right enough. Thine is the Power, $5.50. $7.50, enjoy. Elsie On and Days at $9. We need a few in this leg of the quaddie, Hucker.
Yeah, it's a pretty open affair. Look, I'm going to go with number 10, Right Enough. This little black mare, a lot was expected of her because of her breeding, a brother to Right Enough, a sister rather. She never quite lived up to it, but I thought the way she came back, she hadn't raced since April. She went around on a barrier trial at Cramden and was very, very good in the trial. And then first up at Moonee Valley, she raced in a pack, you know, didn't really have a great deal of galloping room, and ran second behind Unicorny, only beaten about half a length. It was a good first-up run, and I think she may have come solid, this mare, and I think she is the one to beat here. The one below her, Diamond Bliss, two runs this time in have been seconds at Seymour and Ballarat. They've both been good runs. She's obviously a very consistent galloper. Number three, Dine is the Power, resuming from a spell. Can run well with the three kilo claim. And at number 12, enjoy Elsie, Hawks runner. Two runs back from a spell, will be fitter and ready to go tonight. They're the four that I like in the race. 10 from 11, 3 and 12.
10 from 11, 3 and 12. In the last race at the Valley tonight, we take out 2. 12 and 15, and more Sundays will be carrying a lot of punters home in the quaddie at $2.40, I should say. Crimson Tycoon, $4.20, $8.50 Bianconi Magic, and then we're out to Zuminor at the same price as well. Regally Bred won brilliantly on debut. Nothing really gone right since then, but I see has looked nice at the jump outs more Sundays.
Yes, I'm a little bit worried about this mare. I think she's living on her breeding mostly. She's out of that wonderful, wonderful mare, More Joyous. She was a fair dinkum star, More Joyous. I think this is her first or second foal, and she's by Fastnet Rock, so she's certainly bred to be a superstar. Unfortunately, I don't think she's ever going to reach superstar status. As you mentioned, she won her first start and looked good. She won a maiden at Geelong. I don't think it was overly strong. She then went up to Sydney, where she failed her only run up there when she was an even money favourite. Very disappointing too. She was well placed on the turn and dropped out. Went out for a spell, came back at Sandown, sent out a short price favourite again and failed. And then had a run in February and finished down the track at Flemington after a spell. Now, she has been pretty good, as you mentioned, in the jump outs recently at Flemington, but I want to see her do something in a race. So they've taken the blinkers off her. They've tried a few things with her. I'm going against her. I'm going with a $10 chance there in number three, Good Therapy. He's second up from a spell. His first up run was very good at Yarra Valley on a heavy track. I think he's better on dry ground. And I thought he's obviously come back pretty well with that run at Yarra Valley. And second up last campaign, he won a 64 here with 60 kilos. Been a pretty handy field too, at least a field at least as good as this. He's going to get into this race with 59 in the same 64 class. $10, I think he's great each way value to beat number 9, Crimson Tycoon. A couple of very good wins recently. Put in board Sunshine, just you have to put her in the quaddie, and then to number 4, Zoo Manor. But I think he's terrific value at the $10. I go 3, 9, 10 and 4. Michael, my best is race 4, number 10, Dame Clipper. My value is race 8, number 3, Good Therapy. And for the quaddie, the first leg, 1, 6, 9 and 10. Into 3 and 4, third leg 3, 10, 11, 12, and the last leg 3, 4, 9 and 10.
Good luck, Hucka. Fingers crossed tonight at the Valley.
Thanks, Mike.
Ray Huxley giving us all at the mail on the Valley tonight. We'll take a quick break on the other side of this. Mark Guest will give us a quaddie at Kyneton.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Racing at picturesque Kyneton today. The rail's out 4 metres from the 1200 to the winning post. We're on a good four deck. And Mark Guest is going to find us the quaddie today and his best bets on the program. How are you, Guesty?
Going well, thanks, Michael.
All right, let's get stuck straight into Kyneton. The first leg of the quaddie is race number 5. In this race, we take out 1 and 2. Bella's the favourite at 240. Pearl Princess from the Mar Eustace stable, 340. Miss Daiquiri, $3.90, and then we're at the third coming at $7.50. They're the only runners under double figure odds. Is it a skinny start to the quaddie?
No, I think you've got to throw a few in. Pearl Princess I selected. It's only had the two starts. Third on debut at Tatura, that was 1,100, got back and ran on. Then went to Sanana and won, sitting not far off the speed. So similar distance once again. Benchmark 58, that suits fillies and mares. It did carry 51 at St Arnold, so it does have to rise a fair bit in weight with the senior going on here. Will Price rode it at St Arnold. But she'll run well. I think Bella would be a good chance, even though it's only won the one race from 19 starts. It was its most recent, and it's from the George Osborne stable. Not many kind meetings go by without George winning a race. Miss Daiquiri has the blinkers on for the first time, so only lightly raced, but she's a chance. And I thought Star Skin, thought it jumped out pretty well at Bendigo over 800 metres. It did it quite easily, won by about 10 lengths, although the opposition wasn't anything flash. First start for the new stable. First leg, 4.637.
All right. Second leg is race number 6. We can take out 1. Soweto Hayes is the favourite here. Nathan Hobson at $2.90. If you missed him on the Breakfast Club, this is what he had to say about Soweto Hayes.
Soweto Hayes is probably my best for the day, so hopefully he can continue his good form.
Short and sharp. one last start. Can he continue his good form?
Well, he's got the claim. I've put him in there. He's a three-year-old. He's taking on the older gallopers, but he's going okay. He was caught wide and still ended up winning at Swan Hill. I thought Fast and Furious, having its first run for about 5 weeks, it's got a nice fresh record, and also its jump out at Mornington over 900 metres it led and was pushed along, but still did enough to suggest it's going to run well first up. So if you can call 6 weeks first up. So I'll put 3 on top. From number 2, Mint on Mosley, another one having coming back after a break. It's prepared at Kyneton by George Osborne. It trialled at Kyneton on the 16th, or jumped out, and wasn't pushed out. Did look good. So I think we expect a pretty bold showing from the 2. Throw in Soweto Hayes' next pick and keep the magic on its home track. 3, 2, and 4 in the second leg.
3, 2, 4, second leg. Race number 7. Take out 1, 2, and 11, which leaves us with a really short price favourite here. Kalu is at $1.60 now. Mary's Pride, $3.10. Everything else is double figure odds or better. Is it $1.60, Pop Guesty?
Well, it should be. I thought it'd be red figures. It's going to be on the lead and be hard to run down. Like its efforts at Donald and also at Ballarat. The most recent one was pretty good behind Metronome, who I gave a chance to during the Flemington Carnival. So I think that's the right form. So Callieu, number four. From number three, Mary's Pride. Two starts back, ran Kyneton in a similar type of race and ran pretty well. So she'd be the danger from the George Osborne stable. Call the Sheriff next, and further down to Buddy for Nothing. I think the two main hopes, though, four to beat three
in race number seven. Last race and the last leg of the quaddie, we take out the eight. This is a little bit deeper race. The Moonlight Gambler, named after Mark Guest, is at $2.40. Johnny McArdle trained. Got some good form too, Russian Camelot, to name a couple. Leamington Drive's been in good form, $3.40. Pinners at $4.40. And then we're down to Eludra at $4.60. So there's four given a good hope here in the last leg, Guesty.
Yeah, good backing for the two, though. The Moonlight Gambler, who's... debut run was very good. I know the winner was very, very impressive from well back in the field, whereas the Moonlight Gambler sat a lot handier. Still ran fairly well running third, beaten around two lengths. Then went to Benalla and franked that run at Ballarat with a very good victory. Won by over three lengths, defeating Jimmy Gill. That was a maiden performance and makes its own luck racing up on speed. So two from number three, Eludra, who's last start victory was quite good, although it was on a Saturday at Mortlake. But still, it was pretty impressive from the Freeman Yard, Dean Holland. Two to beat three. Dean rode the horse at Mortlake on his last occasion. Number one, Leamington Drive's got to go in. And second place, you can see Moore was quite good. And going up in distance, I think, helps. And Pina, the four, it returned at Ballarat with a nice performance behind Shandy. Got to the line really well in the 1850 ideal. So there's four chances in the last, I think. 2, 3, 1, and 4.
All right. 2, 3, 1, and 4 in the last. What do we need to do to get this quaddie?
We'll go 4, 6, 3, and 7 first leg into 3, 2, and 4. The penultimate 4 to be 3 and 2, 3, 1, and 4. My best, the two best, in race number two. Horse 5, Are You Listening, who's only had three starts and is resuming since August, but had two jump outs. The jump out on the 6th of November was over 900 metres at Mornington. Gee, it looked good. I think there was a fair bit left in the tank there, so I think expect a good showing first up from Are You Listening. And in race 7, number 4, Callieu's got to be hard to beat. So those two are my best, and I'm going to go the all up those two.
Sounds good, Guesty. Got a good thing tomorrow at Sandown?
Yeah, I think in the final race, number 4, setting sail, closest to a moral I'll ever say. I don't usually spruik horses, Michael, but just looks a winner.
You don't spruik horses, okay.
not like declaring it, like it just... It will win, that type of thing.
Well,
so.
While we're on a roll, Quinny has declared he's going to shave his head if Sound wins and pays $3 or more. What will you do if that gets beaten?
Brooke. Well, I'm not going to shave my head. That's one thing. I have to think about that. You put me on the spot. Not quite sure what I'll do.
We need something.
Wear a Richmond jumper. There you go. I'll go to the footy with you.
For a week. All right, lovely. Good on you, Guesty.
Thanks for that. All the best.
We'll hear you a little later with G. Hall.